This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Memo to self: never get into Hightower window washing.
Oh, we will get to that. We're going to talk about dangerous jobs.
Poor guy.
Man, I don't know that there's one worse. Maybe alligator wrangling.
Well, the guys who have to climb all the way to the top of the cell phone towers and the windmill repairmen. Those guys have
I think a lineman
job.
Would, and not football, but like a electrical lineman.
Lineman. They're
Wichita.
Working on
Wichita.
The line.
Wichita lineman. Are you talking about Glenn Campbell?
Yeah.
That's Wichita lineman.
I never knew what that song meant until you guys told me.
But the top of those cell phone tower guys, they have to go up there every 6 months.
Yeah.
And change out that light bulb.
So this
really?
Poor guy. And we might see if we can get KCFD to call in on this, because this really was an incredible rescue effort.
I want to get him to call in.
He is window washing, doing his deal at Kansas City's tallest building, which is One Kansas City Place on Main.
Okay? Is that the big square blue
the
building downtown?
He is between the 22nd and 23rd floor washing the windows when his, yes, favorite student in the front.
Doesn't nature do that naturally for you called rain?
No. Yeah, but rain leaves water spots.
He's a window washer.
Up there,
they tell him to get up there. That's what he does. He's a window washer.
But after you wash the window, the next time it rains, isn't it going to leave more water spots?
They call that job security.
Kansas City Battalion Chief Chad Daly says the worker's chair failed this morning, causing his equipment to, quote, bind up. That wasn't the only thing binding up.
No.
The worker was unable to go up or down the side of the building and was instead left dangling between floors 22 and 23. All right. Quoting here from fire: we deployed our rescue resources, other fire department personnel, EMS personnel, and oops, I crap my pants. They used drones and started the rescue. Santa Fe Glass, the glass company, was also called. We need to get Santa Fe. I love Santa Fe Glass in Old Overland Park. They were also called to the scene, and here's why. There were one of two ways to rescue this guy. You could pull him back to the 43rd floor on the top of the building, so all the way down from 23, somehow pulling him all the way up to 43.
Which would be roughly 20 floors.
Oh,
or you
God.
Could, or you could just cut the cord.
Really?
Sorry.
It's the quickest way down.
Wow.
Or
it's not the fault that hurts.
Cut through the window and pull him through the window. Rescue crews determined, let's get Santa Fe Glass out here and cut through the window. That is the safest option.
Really? That's what they went with?
So Santa Fe Glass removed the enormous glass panel on the 23rd floor. From there, they attached him to the, you know, rescue fire pulley. What do you call those little clips, Sam, that when you're rappelling?
Oh,
yeah, those things.
Line?
No.
And hauled him about 6 feet from floor 22 up to floor 23 and pulled him through.
How did they know that he was stuck? I'm assuming he had his cell phone or something on him. Oh, yeah, right, of course. Excuse me.
Help!
Hi.
Excuse me.
Madam Secretary, I'm stuck.
So sorry to bother your meeting. However, I'm going to need some sanitary wipes.
A new pair of underpants.
And a couple firefighters would be great.
In all reality, though, this guy makes his living hanging off the side of these buildings. I'm sure he didn't panic. He was probably like, oh, great.
You're actually right.
Now I can't move.
Fire says the whole operation took 30 minutes. And they say, quote, the worker was calm and comfortable during that situation. Quote, something not unusual for that occupation. Look, This guy needs some sort of award, and so do the fire crews in Santa Fe Glass for pulling him out. Because I think even if that's your job, you are always have that in the back of your mind that one of the things that can happen is that your chair, quote, malfunctions, and then you cannot...
Or gives way, God
forbid. And God forbid, you can't get up or down.
Yeah.
He probably was seasoned enough to know...
Soiled enough to know?
That even though the chair's not working, the ropes will.
Well, and yeah, you always have a second rope. You're not hanging from one rope. You're not just freeballing it like, oh, this is going to be great.
What did you just say? Did you just say freeballing?
Yes, he did.
Freefalling?
Let's go with free falling.
Just say free falling.
I know it. I don't know that we can say that. But we did.
I didn't even think
of it. Let's go in there
with
the Troy Aikman clips now.
Very, very popular.
Do you know what that is?
By
well, I know what it means in context,
Tom
but
Petty.
I wasn't using it in context.
Free balling.
Okay, then we don't need to repeat
all right.
it. Let's
now
not
I'm
do
sweating.
That. Okay, we're fine.
No,
I'm more worked up than the guy who was dangling
so is
from the
window washer. What, be honest, what is a scarier job or something at least in that wheelhouse?
So we're taking firefighters, police, soldier out of it.
Take that out of it.
Because that would be a more dangerous job.
Civilian jobs that right away you're like, nope, not doing that.
Roofer.
Okay. Yeah.
Because, you know, in my neighborhood, we had the storms come through a couple months ago. So everybody's getting their roofs replaced. These guys are up there at angles like that.
They are. And I'm not saying that's not scary. I would never for one second be up on anyone's roof, not even mine, for any reason.
Right.
But if you fall off a two-story roof, you're falling two stories. Theoretically, you can survive that. Whereas the window washer...
Oh, you're dead.
He's 23 floors above ground.
But I go back to my original question. Why are we washing windows on skyscrapers? That's what Mother Nature does.
No, I think if you don't, they get filmy. Have we ever had window washers here? You've never seen them here?
No.
I'm actually, the phones are ringing. If you are a window washer, I don't know that we've ever talked to a window washer. Specifically, if you're a window washer who was, I don't know, dangling 23 feet up in the air. If you're that guy, we would love to hear from you.
If he's listening, I would love to talk to him. How do you get into that business where you're a window washer on a 45-story building?
And do they start you on a 2 or 3-story building and then you slowly work your way up? Right. And then over time, it doesn't bother you to be... Are you also an alpinist?
I'm sorry?
You know, if you have to have no fear of heights to do that
clearly.
Job.
Clearly. You know, Spectre was asking me out in the newsroom. He said, would you rather clean out septic tanks or wash windows?
And we hadn't seen the story yet. We didn't even know what he was referencing.
It's terrible.
And I said, wash windows. But I have a horrible fear of heights.
Oh, you'd be dead in a minute. You would have a complete anxiety explosion.
Not fear of heights like if I'm in the Empire State Building on the roof where I'm enclosed. It's if I'm exposed.
Yeah.
If I'm dangling 23 stories up, I'd rather clean out a septic tank.
I rappelled off the side of Arrowhead Stadium, and once you're in the seat and comfortable, it's not that scary.
Oh, I can't believe you did that.
Really?
Yeah, you are in complete and total control of how fast you're moving. And the guy told me that's how I know there's a safety rope, and I won't use the other term that I shouldn't have used again. Because if even if the main rappelling mechanism, whatever they call that, fails, you're just hanging. Like, you will not fall.
Listen to the Reddit thread on window washers. It pays decent. It keeps me fit. I can swear on the job because there ain't nobody else around. Here's something else. The salaries need to be higher, and it is a male-dominated field.
Oh, I'm sure.
Why? There's also women out there that climb mountains and aren't afraid of heights.
It just seems more like a... Just, I'm going to shut up.
Statistically,
they
it's just
are
true.
Always yeah. statistically self-reliant. They work in two-man teams. Well, where is this guy's wingman?
On the other side? 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.